Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Oh, yowza.
Do you get paid for that, too?
No.
Okay.
No pay for you.
Yeah. 1 year.
1 year. All right. Let's have some poetry, shall we?
Oh, please.
Yeah. Our good buddy, old friend, old pal, Yvonne Hollenbeck, is riding along with us, and she knows what she's talking about when she talks about branding time.
It happens mostly in the spring when all the calves are here. Excitement builds as plans are made for branding time each year. The rancher calls a list of names he's jotted in his book. His wife starts making plans for all the things she has to cook. He lines up all the vaccine. She bakes a dozen pies. The day before they set up pens, she feeds a dozen guys. Then finally branding day arrives. He's lined up quite a bunch. She's lined up dinner, supper, and in between the lunch. The more help that the rancher has, the more she has to do. It takes a lot of beef and beans to feed a branding crew. Did I mention that one feller who brought along a brat? He said his wife could use a break. She wished she'd thought of that. Well, after hauling chairs and tables and cooking several days, the big day's finally over as she goes to bed and prays, "If I should die before I wake, I hope I never have to bake another cake, another pie in that big ranch up in the sky."
Oh, yeah, she knows whereof she speaks.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
it.
She's definitely got the T-shirt on that.
And I've been to her brandings, and I've eaten her food, and it is outstanding.
Mama.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's humbling experience when you go to a
Hollenbeck
branding.
I would only imagine.
Because those boys are ropers.
They never
all
miss.
Right, yeah. So Glenn, the patriarch, he says, "Here, jump on this horse and go ahead and go rope a few."
No.
Okay, yeah, sure. Okay.
Yeah,
no big deal. I was so nervous. I get out there in the middle of them, and I can see Glenn's watching me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's watching me. So I throw my first loop, double hawker on the first loop.
Yes.
And probably the only time all day he was watching, double hawk. Pulled to the fire, he turned and walked off. And
he said, okay,
all right, we're fine. It was a good thing he wasn't watching me later on. In branding, yeah. 6 or 8 loops, and I've still come up with nothing. Yeah,
that is humbling, isn't it?
Oh, mama.
It's very humbling.
As a roper, you know, right at the beginning of the branding, everybody is watching you because they have nothing else
they're
to do.
They're standing around with their thumbs
in their waiting
pocket.
For a calf to come to the fire.
Yeah.
So that first loop is always so nerve-wracking. It just make me so dang nervous.
Well, you know, I don't think Mac ever got excited about anything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
That guy is a cowboy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is a roper.
Yes.
And he didn't get nervous about throwing the first loop.
You're right.
He'd just walk out there.
Throw the first loop.
Boom.
But guess what? His first loop always caught.
Always
too.
Caught.
Yeah. There was no doubt that his first loop wasn't going to catch.
Quite a hand. Yep. I'll tell you what. And you can see some good hands out of branding.
Man.
And you can see some poor ones. But we're talking about the good ones.
We're talking about the good ones.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which brings up another point that we probably ought to talk about.
Oh.
if you are going to bring friends, you have to call and ask.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was at a branding not too long ago, and I'm standing there with the owner, and he turns and he looks at me and he says, "Who the hell are all these people?"
Exactly. Where'd they come from?
And where did they come from? Exactly. He says, "I don't know half of these people, and I know I didn't invite them." So a little bit of etiquette
there
that way,
again,
right?
There's branding etiquette.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're going to bring a friend? Well, make a phone call.
Ask
first.
Yeah.
Say, "Hey, can we bring a friend? Never been to a branding before. They'd like to see this done. They'd like to do a little wrestling." Nine times out of 10, they say, "Sure."
Yeah. Why not?
Bring them on. Let's get them educated, right?
Yeah.
Which brings up another point.
Okay.
All right. You can make fun of the greenhorns, but just a little bit, okay? All right, don't ride them like a rented mule.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What?
I know.
Are you talking about?
Yeah.
They have pretty thin skin.
And well, granted, they aren't cowboys.
No.
Like you are, you know, so cut them a break.
Unless they think they're a cowboy.
Okay, here we go.
Then you can ride them all you want.
Now we're talking. Quoting Dave Stamey.
Yes.
Ours is the only profession where somebody who makes $100,000 a year dresses like someone who makes $800 a month.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is correct.
But if they come to the branding all dooted out, why not?
Well, and the arrogance is there.
Yeah.
Let them have it.
Well, the thing I like about that, too, is I love setting them in a fresh cow pipe, especially if they've got their designer jeans
on.
That's
the rule.
Yeah.
That is the rule.
Part of the rules. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
If you're going to pretend it, you're going to live it.
You're going to get guacamole on. And I can guarantee that those stains are not coming out.
Yeah, I got a few of those.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there are unwritten rules.
Well, of course.
Well, I guess they're all unwritten.
They're all unwritten, unless you read your rules for branding.
Right. Yeah, that's right. I guess they are all unwritten.
Unwritten rules.
Yeah. But plenty to talk about.
Plenty.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're branding this year, and it's a social occasion.
You check in with your neighbors, see how their winter was, and just socialize.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And I always make a habit of going up to the owner and saying, "Man, the babies look good this year." And man, oh man, the calves look good.
Yeah, that's source of pride right there. Yeah,
absolutely.
That gives the rancher, the owner, the boss, thank you. I'm doing a good job.
Yeah, right. Not that he needs your opinion.
And a pat on your back, on his back. But
doesn't need it. But you know what? Don't hurt.
It helps.
And you know what? I don't lie either. The babies do look
they
good.
They do,
They're fat and they're slick and they're big. Yeah. All right, gotta end the show.
Why?
Here we go, Darren Little singing about baby calves.
In the springtime when the cold turns wet and dreary, night calving gets you tired and weary, and calving heifers at 2 a.m. loses its romance. You still work so that little heifer calf might have a chance. Now the cowboys might get a little wild on a Saturday night, and the whiskey that they drink might make them wild and want to fight. They'll sure have a reputation earned from their past. What they really do is take care of them baby calves. Now they might rope old mean cow and stretch her out tight. They might snooze her eyes just for spite. They've cussed them cows for milling out on the trail. Don't forget the babies they've packed home so tiny and frail. Now the cowboys might get a little wild on a Saturday night. The whiskey that they drink might make them loud and want to fight. They'll sure have a reputation earned from their past. They really do just take care of them baby calves. Now the cowboys might get a little loud on a Saturday night. The whiskey that they drink might make them loud and want to fight. And they'll sure have a reputation earned from their past. They really do just take care of them baby calves. What they really do is take care of them baby calves. Well,
that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Does that mean we're done branding?
No.
No.
We still have lots of branding.
We have lots of branding to do.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And part of branding are bruises.
Oh, yeah. I get a kick out of branding.
And, yes, you do.
Literally.
As a matter of fact, yeah.
Yes.
My daughters love to go to the brandings, and they love to wrestle because they love to hug the babies.
They do, don't
they? They do.
And
they,
pet them.
They love
them. And console them.
Yeah. One of my daughters says, well, that's my chance. I get to hug the babies. Well, you're wrestling them, and you're holding them down.
Yeah, that's
right. And every once in a while, one of them will kick them, and they don't hug them
and turn the air blue.
Yeah, exactly. Take after their dad on that one. Yeah.
Well, you're in the corral. You can. It's legal.
That's right.
Yes.
And who doesn't love to just rub a baby right between the eyes?
Exactly.
Right between the ears. They're just a dang cute.
Yes, anyway. They are. And the ear, and pull on the ears.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Good stuff.
Good time, man.
Yep,
good
time. That's right. Yep. And we didn't mention shoot branding.
Well, when you do that,
yeah,
you get your fingers pinched.
Well, I got a good friend that has a great setup, and it goes fast.
You don't get your fingers pinched?
He says, now, isn't that slick? And I said, you bet it is.
Well, the older I get,
yeah,
the more I like the shoot idea.
I tell him, that's dang slick, but it ain't any fun. That's what I tell him.
Finger pinch.
That's right. Yes. Hey, just want to give a quick shout out to the Heber Valley Horse Sales.
Oh, yeah.
Going on this weekend on the 13th. Friday the 13th is a bit of a... Friday the 12th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Before the 13th.
Yeah, that's right.
The bad day.
Maybe it's the 14th. I don't know. Anyway.
We're shouting anyway.
Saturday at 11 o'clock is the sale there in Heber City, Utah.
Yeah.
At the Heber Valley Events Complex.
You need a horse?
You can get some good ones there.
You need one?
Yep. Yes, I do.
I do.
But I'm not willing to pay for it. No.
Okay.
Hey, folks will want to stay tuned for next week.
Yeah, they certainly do. Yeah.
That's right. Because we're going to be talking about regional accents.
You said that very well.
Well, you know, I got to be politically correct every once in a while. So stay tuned.
I will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, that's what she does when she gets branded.
Cha-cha-cha.